Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, for the first time in a couple of years, we got to hear Ohio's governor give a State of the State address. And right now on our WHBC news line, we have Ohio Governor Mike DeWine. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Pam. Good morning. Good to be with you.
You too. So let's talk a little bit about some things you were chatting about yesterday. I mean, obviously, seizing our Ohio moment was your theme. But did you ever expect to be able to say that Ohio came out of the pandemic, or at least on this side of it, with some good things on the economic front?
Well, I don't think we could have predicted a lot of things in regard to the pandemic, but, we tried to be very careful early on in the pandemic as far as spending. I think that in the end pays off. We've got the lowest, we've got the best bond rating we've had since 1979. We've got low unemployment. We've got challenges out there, and I spent a good part of my speech talking about, some of the things that we really need to do as we move forward, but feel good about where we are.
Let's talk a little bit about your renewed focus on mental health. What kinds of things are you thinking about there?
Well, Pam, this is something we really started in our first two budgets, and the legislature went along with what we wanted to do. When you look at to kind of get a historical perspective on the mental health situation, you have to almost go back 60 years to 1960s. John Kennedy, they started the deinstitutionalization of people who had, severe mental health problems, taking them out of institutions, and very well intended. It was the right thing to do. But the promise at that time was really never, ever fulfilled. And that promise was that we were going to build community by community, county by county, a structure so that people could get the help that they need in their local community. So we started really focusing on that when I became governor. But yesterday in the speech, I spent probably more time talking about mental health than anything else. We had serious mental health challenges with a lot of people in Ohio going into the pandemic. The pandemic obviously did not help things. We've seen depression go up. We've seen just all kinds of other problems go up connected with it, and that really just kind of continued a trend. So what we really have to do is continue to focus on building this from the grassroots, and that's what we're going to do. We're putting some real money in it. We've already started the program called Rise Ohio that's aimed at young kids. Some of the most heartbreaking things, Pam, we've seen and you've reported on and we've read about is when a family has a child who has mental health problems, they may have other problems, and there's just no place for the child to go, and the family ends up having to give up custody of the child so that the child can actually get the help that they need. And many times that help is a state away or two states away, and it's just a horrible situation for families. I've talked to families who just cried as they talked to me about that, and we're starting to fix that. We're starting to make it so that these families can stay together. They don't have to give up custody of their children, and we can get the help that they need, locally. So this is a work in progress, and I was very clear yesterday. We've got to step it up. Our goal, my big picture goal, and I think it should be the goal of all of us, and it really is that we want every Ohioan to live up to their full potential. So let's look at kids, no matter whether they're born in Akron or Appalachia or Ashtabula, wherever they're born, wherever they're growing up, whoever their parents are, whatever their zip code is, we want them to have the opportunity to live their version of the American dream. And that's aspirational. It's not happening every place, but we're making progress on that. And when you talk about mental health, when someone has a significant mental health problem, that inhibits them from living that dream. That inhibits them from living up to their full potential. And, if you look at the state, we're creating now more jobs every single day than we have workers. And the real solution to that is to make sure we leave no one behind and that everybody has the skill sets and the talent so that they can fill the jobs, so they can live their own dream.
And I know you talked about police reform, and we know there was a change in the CCW law. And are you looking towards the legislature to help you, you know, fight gun violence and to make those kinds of changes?
Yeah, Pam, look, you and I have talked about this before. If you look at Akron, you look at Canton, you look at Cleveland, pick Dayton, pick any city you want, big cities, mid-sized cities, and there is a relatively small number of criminals in the community. And, you know, the sheriff can identify them, the chief of police can identify them. And if we can target these violent repeat offenders, I'm talking about people who committed violent crime time after time, if we can target them and get rid of them, literally lock them up, you know, we're going to have a lot safer communities. And we're not going to see kids, you know, 8-year-old child killed by gun violence that is occurring as someone goes by and shoots up their parents' house. I mean, these things are just horrible, horrible tragedies. And while, you know, we need to enforce all laws, what we really need to do is up the penalties for the violent repeat offenders. They are a small number of the criminal element, but they're the ones who are killing people in our communities and making our communities unsafe to live in.
And finally, are we going to get any resolution to this chaos that is our election system right now?
Yeah, we're going to get it. I mean, it's been kind of a mess. It's taken a while, but yeah, it's going to happen. I mean, just to give people some perspective, a few years ago, the people of the state of Ohio and some of the leaders decided we needed a different way to draw the congressional maps and the legislative maps. And I think, you know, very well intended, great idea. Let's come up with some kind of nonpartisan way of doing this. But the system that was put in place is not this is the first time it's been used. And it's, let's say there's some growing pains. That's maybe a kind way to describe it. So working on it, brought in two independent map drawers yesterday. They both seem like good people, experts in this area. We're going to see what they do. We talked to them for the first time last night, and we're going to see how it works. So I'm cautiously optimistic.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on this morning, Governor. Thank you so much.
All right, Pam. Have a good day. Thank you.